flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, the news with Courtney and youth basketball coach on youth basketball parent rage leads to violence in Connecticut, among other news stories today. So we will get to all of that coming up. And by the way, congratulations are in order for my old pal and Wiggy's old teammate, Ted Johnson, who it was announced yesterday is joining the afternoon show here at WEEI. Yes, Shime, in the afternoon, WEEI afternoons. And Teddy J said if we wanted, we could reach out and get him on at some point this morning. And say welcome back.
So, talk about one of the hottest.
Or welcome here.
What? Talk about one of the hottest hitters in the NFL, Ted Johnson.
All time?
I mean, he's right up there. Hitting him was like, you wondered, like, really, dude? Do you got like a cinder block in your helmet?
Remember when he tried to tackle, I think it was Jerome Bettis, with one arm, and his bicep rolled right up in front of all of us?
Yeah.
Horrifying.
He was a...
The injury video, I ranked that right up there with Joe Theismann when it comes to the worst things that one can see while attending an NFL football game.
He was the like the originator, like when you think of like Mike linebackers and that would just come up and take, you know, take on fullbacks or pulling guards.
Cam Newton has no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of guys that probably don't, but he was... He was a hot hitter. He was like, damn.
I don't know him, and I've never seen him in person. He still looks yoked.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Watching the clips from yesterday, he is...
Same. All right.
Those are the good old days. I remember Katzenmoyer, too.
Oh, my God.
I got to send that photo that... Did Ken send it in the group message of back in the day you were in some, like, TV show about food, drinking wine? You looked kind of... I mean, you got a bicep in that photo.
Oh, really?
I got to send it to Mitch.
Please share.
I mean, this was back in the day.
All right. Yeah. She was yoked up.
Share that out.
On swole.
Yeah.
I suffer, when it comes to Ted Johnson, I suffer severe neck envy.
Yeah. He's got a giant neck.
Similar, like, weight composition on the neck, but his is way more defined.
Yeah. Right.
I would say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's why he was such a hot hitter. Yeah, a giant neck.
So, all right. Well, maybe we'll get Teddy J on the show this morning, but all right. Is that beginning immediately, Curtis? Is that beginning as soon as this afternoon?
I think so.
Excellent.
I'm not.
Okay.
Next Tuesday.
Oh, next Tuesday. Okay, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, quick back and forth on what was said yesterday. Where would you like to begin this morning, Shime?
Well, Greg, I think it's appropriate since you mentioned the WEEI afternoon program. We begin with a guest of the afternoon program. That would be one Adam Schefter. Schefter will be on actually today at 3:45. And he was on the Pat McAfee program talking about Mike Vrabel and Elliott Wolff's relationship and really kind of who's in charge. Here is what Schefter said on the McAfee show.
Patriots GM job potentially.
No.
Elliott Wolff.
Elliott Wolff. Well, I don't even think he's got the GM title, but he's staying in his job, whatever that is. And they're going to bring Ryan Cowden from the Giants, who work with Vrabel in Tennessee. He's going to come in and assist Elliott Wolff underneath Elliott.
Yeah, Wolff is just VP of player personnel.
Yeah. Well, now he's got an assistant VP of player personnel in Ryan Cowden.
So he's not even close to the GM.
So, yeah, but this guy is not Vrabes his boss either. This dude's coming in.
Yeah, to work under him.
So these guys are working for Vrabes.
Yeah, so Vrabes. Yeah.
Is that what's happening? Vrabes is...
Vrabes is the man.
Hell yeah, he is.
All right. So that's good news.
Yes.
Schefter is hearing that Mike Vrabel will have overall control
right.
when it comes to Elliott Wolff and whoever out Matt Groh and... whoever else is in that personnel department.
Right.
Don't you think it would be beneficial to keep Groh and Wolff, whoever they say to draft a wide receiver you know not to take?
Oh, 100%. Especially Matt Groh. That guy's a boob.
But the fact that now we know, or at least Schefter's reporting, that if Elliott Wolff comes to Vrabel and says, "Ooh, I like this guy, I think we should, you know, trade whatever, draft this guy, sign him a free agent." Vrabes is the guy who goes, "Yeah, no, I'm good. Yeah. I watched enough film on him. I think we should go in this direction."
I heard Jones and Keith talking about it yesterday during their midday show, which comes on after our program every day. And Jones is correct. Like, it is odd how many times, whether it was yesterday with us or over the last couple of days, Mike Vrabel has gone out of his way mm-hmm. to mention working with Elliott Wolff.
Yeah.
It's almost like somebody told him, "Hey, there's going to be people that are asking about me. Make sure you say that right. we're working together."
Right.
He also took a shot at Elliott, though, in his opening press conference when they asked what kind of players you want, and he goes, "Good players." And then he started laughing. He's like, yeah, it's just a joke between me and Elliott. Because clearly he told Elliott, "This roster sticks."
What did you think of that opening press conference? You haven't been here for a couple days.
Solid. I thought Mike Vrabel does. I think Mike Vrabel is very good in front of the media because he's extremely personable. He's easy to like, and he is a really smart football guy.
Did you notice anything different about it when comparing it to the Gerard Mayo opening press conference?
Yeah, Mike Vrabel isn't scared of anything or anyone. He'll answer any question at any time. Doesn't matter. He's not afraid to mention Bill Belichick. I thought that was a name that he is not going to dance around, and he doesn't care.
Anything else when it came to the structure of the Gerard Mayo press conference and the structure of the Mike Vrabel press conference that anybody else noticed, or is it just me?
No, I know what you're talking about. It was football, football, football.
Nope.
Is that what we're talking about?
Where was Robert Kraft during the Gerard Mayo press conference?
Next to him.
The entirety of it.
Oh, he was next to him. And this one, he was at like the podium by himself.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So leader, what do you got?
Leader of men.
So your read is like, "Beat it, buddy. You go sit down there
and
let me do what I do."
Yes.
Versus.
Right? Encouraging.
Well, less collaborative.
Yeah?
No, it is.
From the jump.
It's funny that people keep saying that, though. Like, I feel like it's more collaborative. I think the way Vrabel is going to run this is he is going to have his hands in everything, which therefore makes it more collaborative, whereas Gerard Mayo kept everything so segmented in an attempt to not be Bill Belichick that it wasn't actually collaborative.
Yeah, but I don't think that was onto Mayo's doing. I think it was like, "All right, Mayo, you focus on this, we'll take care of this other stuff." Now it's kind of flipped back to what it used to be, where one guy has veto power in everything, and that one guy is the head coach.
Yeah.
And it used to be like that.
As it should be.
I got no issues with that at all. You know, it's very difficult. See, the hard thing about, you know, and what usually has teams fall when it comes to the GM and the head coach, a lot of times is you try to insert two guys that are alphas that are not really on the same page and want to do it their way. When you have two guys, like one guy, like Vrabel brings in the guy from the Giants, that's his guy.
Right.
So his guy is not going to buck the system too much.
I mean, I don't think Elliot Wolf is an alpha. He goes to Starbucks. all right, what's next?
What the hell does that mean?
That's a direct shot at Curtis. Anyways, Micah Parsons was not thrilled with the departure of Mike McCarthy, but he's looking forward. Here was Micah Parsons on his podcast, because there's not enough of those, talking about how the Cowboys fired Mike McCarthy and how the team will move forward. Here was Micah Parsons.
Obviously very sad because the relationships...
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we had with Coach McCarthy and everything he's done for our program, 3 straight 12-5 seasons, playoff appearances, and obviously an unfortunate year due to injuries and things like that. But it is devastating. You know, Coach Mike's a great father, coach, one of the most winningest coaches. And, you know, he's always been good to us as a unit, us to coaches, players. So, you know, losing a great coach like Mike hurts. But, you know, due to the free agents, the coaching, you know, it's going to be a complete reset. So it's going to be a very interesting and challenging offseason. But listen, I trust my owner. I trust our GM. I trust Will McClay that we're going to make the right decision. We don't know who's getting what. It's been a lot of speculations. Former players mentioned, like Primetime, Witten. But at the end of the day, you know, speculation. Because it's going to be a complete reset.
Dak Prescott was texting a reporter in Dallas, very similar things where those guys felt, it seemed like they really liked him, and it seemed like they felt like they let him down.
Yeah. That was a Marshan cap right there. I don't know if, remember we played the audio of Micah Parsons earlier in the season going, you know what? I don't really feel bad for Mike McCarthy. He'll land on his feet somewhere else. I feel bad for, I think it was Zach Martin, the offensive lineman. When he was like, it's going to be a lot harder for him to get another job. So, I mean,
Mike McCarthy is going to land on his feet, though. He's going to get a job immediately.
But that's what Mike. It seems like he might get the Bears job.
Bears, yeah. Right.
And, but that's what Mike Apostles was saying. When
all coaching aside, coaching, you know, Mike can leave and go wherever he wants. But guys, I kind of feel bad for this guy. Was like Zach Martin. And
where it's almost like, and we talked about this with the Marchand thing. How many times did he like, Coach Mike is such a great guy. We love Coach Mike. He's a great father. Coach Mike does everything well. There's pictures of me and Coach Mike at his, you know, his daughter's 16th birthday. You could like when you
think he's saying too much.
Yeah, he's just being politically correct, you know?
All right, what's anything else, Sean?
Yeah, I got another one for you here. Jim Gray and Bill Belichick on the Let's Go podcast were chatting about the current state of the NFL coaching searches and the hiring process. And Jim Gray, for one, seems to be outraged that Bill Belichick is not being approached enough. Here was Jim Gray and Bill Belichick.
I know you're going to have some reluctance in this, but how are all of these people just not knocking down to get the greatest coach in the history of the game, the greatest winner in the history of the game, and they don't even want to talk to him? They don't even get a signal or a message to you? It's inexplicable. How do you internalize this?
Yeah, well, Jim, I'm not worried about what anybody else is or isn't doing. I'm focused on Carolina and Tar Heels and making the 25 team there in Carolina as good as we can make it and build the program to a high level and, compete in the ACC. So I can't worry about what everybody else is or isn't doing.
It just seems crazy to me that this could occur. I mean, I know you're, they're using against you for the recruiting, all the speculation, the buyout, the whole deal.
I don't know if you heard it 5 minutes later, but Mike Lombardi burst in the door and said, yeah, what he said. Yeah, what Bill said.
It is interesting that they haven't hired anybody that's not familial.
Yeah. I mean, there's people.
Well, they hired Freddie Kitchens, didn't they?
People that have no options.
There was a report yesterday. The report was that people were concerned they hadn't hired anybody.
Yeah, they hired the kid. I believe his name is Andrew Hawkins. Right. He worked with Steve Belichick at UW.
And then Lombardi is immediately like, we're hiring who we want to hire.
Right.
And we're in lockstep. And don't you worry about it. Like, what? That guy.
Right.
He's the new Bears.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. This is a Brady thing,
though. Does he understand that, though, or does he think he's the actual GM?
No.
He has a book called Gridiron Genius.
Yeah.
That was not sarcastic.
I think he knows where his loyalty lies. This is a Brady situation, though, in my opinion. Bill's one and done in UNC. And let's be honest. He's going to do 1 year there, and if they have a good year, which I think people expect, like in a good year in college football, let's say he wins 8 games, He's going back to the NFL. Then I think teams will be knocking down his
door. So then who? Steve is going to take over?
I mean, I don't know who the hell is going to coach at UNC, but...
Well, I think that he's doing this to set Steve up.
Like, maybe he is.
And so is that going to be a year or...
No, he's one and done.
There was one setup, and that was Jim Gray's question. I'm not kidding.
Oh, you're probably right about that.
We all know the status of what goes on with McAfee. It's the same thing. This is Brady's podcast. He's not going to go on there and be asked things he doesn't want. I'm sure if he is getting paid, it's not anything meaningful. The fact that that was the question and was asked in that way was not by accident.
All right, that's They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. We will get to Courtney and the news and a little youth basketball rage from Connecticut coming up next.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.